Most confidential knowledge. Text number 12. Mogasha. Moga Karamanaha. Moga Gyanaha. Vichetasaha. Rakshasim. Asurim. Cha. Eva. Prakritim. Mohini. Shuddha. Mogasha Moga Karamano Moga Gyana Vichetasaha Rakshasim Masarim Chaiva Prakritim Mohinim Shitaha Moga Asha Baffled in their hopes Moga Karmana Baffled in fruit of activities. Moga Gyanaha. Baffled in knowledge. Pichetasaha. Bewildered. Rakshasim. Demonic. Asurim. Atheistic. Cha. And. Eva. Certainly. Prakritim. Nature. Mohinim. Bewildering. Shritaha, taking shelter of. Translation, those who are thus bewildered are attracted by demonic and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruit of activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. There are many devotees who assume themselves to be in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, but at heart do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna as the Absolute Truth. For them, the fruit of devotional service going back to Godhead will never be tasted. Similarly, those who are engaged in fruitive pious activities and who are ultimately hoping to be liberated from this material entanglement will never be successful either because they deride the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. In other words, persons who mock Krishna are to be understood to be demonic or atheistic. As described in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, such demonic miscreants never surrender to Krishna. Therefore, their mental speculations to arrive at the Absolute Truth bring them to the false conclusion that the ordinary living entity and Krishna are one and the same. With such a false conviction, they think that the body of any human being is now simply covered by material nature, and that as soon as one is liberated from this material body, there is no difference between God and himself. This attempt to become one with Krishna will be baffled because of delusion. Such atheistic and demoniac cultivation of spiritual knowledge is always futile. That is the indication of this verse. For such persons, cultivation of the knowledge in the Vedic literature like the Vedanta Sutra and the Upanishads is always baffled. It is a great offense, therefore, to consider Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to be an ordinary man. Those who do so are certainly deluded because they cannot understand the eternal form of Krishna. The Brihad Vishnu Smriti clearly states, Yo veti bhautikam deham krishnasya paramatmanaha sa sarvasmad bahishkarya shrautasmarta vidanataha mukam tasya valokyapi sachelam snanamachare. One who considers the body of Krishna to be material should be driven out from all rituals and activities of the Shruti and the Smriti. And if one by chance sees his face, one should at once take bath in the Ganges to rid himself of infection. People jeer at Krishna. Jeer, you know what that word means? Jeer means criticize. People jeer at Krishna because they are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their destiny is certainly to take birth after birth in the species of atheistic and demoniac life. Perpetually, their real knowledge will remain under delusion, and gradually they will regress to the darkest region of creation. Mogasha Moga Karmano Moga Gyana Vichetasaha Rakshasim Asurim Chaiva Prakritim Mohinum Shritaha. So in the previous verse, Krishna is describing those who deride him when he descends in the human form. They think that he's an ordinary person. And now he's elaborating that these persons are attracted by demonic and atheistic views. Rakshasim, rakshasas, meat eaters, demoniac, and asurim, atheists, they're against God. So these persons, they will be baffled. In other words, they will be defeated. Example is given of Ravana. Ravana was a big rakshasa, and he was very powerful and opulent. He had a kingdom of gold, city of gold. He had everything: wealth, power, knowledge. He knew the Vedas, but his moga asha, first of all, his hopes to have Sita and enjoy the goddess of fortune, that was baffled. Moga karmana, his fruitive activities were baffled. In other words, his whole kingdom was dismantled, set on fire, destroyed. He lost all of his relatives. Moga jnana, his knowledge was all destroyed. Whatever he thought, he was so learned. It was proven that he was incorrect. He thought that Ram was an ordinary man. He said, an ordinary man is going to defeat me? It's not possible. But he categorized Ram to be in the category of ordinary person. So his knowledge was incorrect, was baffled. And we go through the list, everyone. What about Hiranyakashipu? He also had his hopes. His hope was to be immortal. He thought that he had figured out a way by his austerities and technology and his cleverness that he wouldn't have to die. Today also people are thinking that they'll be able to cleverly freeze the body or come up with some medicine, chemotherapy. I may get cancer, but that's all right. Through chemo, I'll be saved. Or there'll be different. It's like on the plane coming from London. No. Coming from, where was it? Saudi Arabia, one of those places, to London. They put one man on the plane also, and he had a doctor with him, and he was lying down, and he had all the tubes going through him, and the fluids were going around, and so they really thought that, by bringing him to London, that he'll get the wonderful treatment, best medical care, and he'll be saved. Okay, maybe they'll save him for a few years. But they're thinking that, okay, this will save him now, and then next time it comes, the medicine will be advanced, be more saved, save again. In this way, we keep thinking, hope against hope. Keep thinking that I won't die. This is the real hope, isn't it, in this world? Because everything gets spoiled. It really ruins your day if you have to die. So, ruins your life, your day, everything, all your plans. Ruins the whole... Actually, when you think about it, the whole thing just is ruined. Because it means whatever you're striving for, you want to achieve that thing, and then suddenly, unexpectedly, without even being polite about it, death comes and just frustrates everything. Everyone gets frustrated by death. So, that's the ultimate baffle. Moga asha. Your hope to live will be baffled. Moga. Moga means baffled. Your big hope to live forever will be moga. Moga asha. You'll be cut down. You will die. This is God's order. And you cannot disobey. You try to disobey all of God's other laws. You don't pray. You don't chant. You don't follow the rules and regulations. You eat nonsense. Okay, you can do all that. But there's one law that you cannot disobey, and that's that you have to die. Therefore, that death, mṛtyu sarvaharascham, Krishna says, I am death, and I take away everything. For the demons, for the asuras, Krishna comes as death, because that's what they can understand. They need the force. You know, there's four different types of people, so there's four ways of getting them to do things. The intelligent class, the Brahmins, you can get them to do something by philosophy and argument. And the Kshatriyas, by flattery. And the Vaishyas, by bribery. And the Shudras, by the stick. They don't understand anything else. If you pick up a stick, then okay, now I'll do it. Otherwise, you can tell them how nice it is. And so, for these less intelligent people, death is also good. It's Krishna. It's the incarnation of the Lord. And every time they have to die, it's another reminder that they're not in control. They're very proud while they're riding high in their youth. You know, these young people, it's kind of interesting to see how they're so proud. And they really think they're never going to die. They won't grow old. I remember when I was in the youth, there was one song, I Hope I Die Before I Get Old. Someone wrote that. I forget who it was. So how could he say that? Because he was so proud of being young. I hope I die before I get old. In other words, it's so hellish to be old. But now he's old, but now he wants to live. See, if he actually had any character, he should kill himself to make his words truthful. I said it, that I hope I die before I get old. Now I should. Now I said, well, I have a different philosophy now. Now I want to live. And that's the sad thing, is that even if someone's old and their body is broken down and falling apart, still they want to live. Still they're hanging on. Doctor, give me a few more years. And the parents or the children are spending, you know, so much money to keep the machines going every day to keep them alive. And baffled, moga, moga asha, all of your hopes baffled because you're a demon, and therefore you will not achieve success, and you will be cut down by time. Kalosmi. Krishna says, I'm time, I'm death. You want to fight? Okay. Everything defeated. your knowledge, your PhD, what good will it do you? Say you're a doctor, you're a big PhD. So what good will it do when everything is cut down? And in the next life you become a dog. What is the use of it? Oh, in my previous life I was a PhD. You should give me respect. Someone's kicking me. Get out of here, dog. He said, but I was a PhD. My name was Dr. Absurd. What good? No one cares. Get out. Just get. So all your PhDs baffled, all your education. I was a teacher in this university. Get out of here. So you're, and all your furtive activities, I have a big home, you know, I've worked so hard, or I have a skyscraper, and then my drunken son gambles it away, or just, you know, uselessly misuses it, turns it into a nightclub or something, you know. Baffled. Anyway, you won't even remember. You'll be in another body. That dog, actually, he wouldn't remember that he was a PhD. Because no one remembers. So that's baffled. You forget everything. You just... The whole thing is so absurd. Why are we trying to build up this kingdom centered around ourselves as the enjoyer, as God? That's actually what we're trying to do. That's what the asuras and the rakshasas do. They want to be God. And as Krishna constructed his Dvaraka in the sea, which was impenetrable, which no enemy could enter. Similarly, we're building up our palace around ourselves. Okay, maybe it's an apartment in the beginning, but I have my door lock, and I have another latch also. And I have down at the front, you have to push the button, so I have my security. It may not be like Dwarka yet, but I'm building up. And I have the police department is 911. What is it over here? What number do you dial? 611. I can get the police. They'll come. They'll protect me. And the fire department is what number? Also 611. Okay, I can dial the fire. Either the fire department or the police will come and protect me. My next door neighbor knows karate. Somehow or other, I'm going to be protected. I'll not die. I'll be happy. I'll find, you know, a beautiful girlfriend, and you know, she'll love me, and she'll always speak nice words to me and cook nice food. And in this way, I'll enjoy. I'll get a nice car. We're planning, making all these plans to live here permanently, and then it's baffled. It's just destroyed. This is what happens to everyone in the material world. But a devotee, ayur hariti vai pungsam, adhyanastam jayanaso, tasyaite katita hyarta prakashante mahatmana. The devotee, he's not baffled. His position is different. When he dies, it's not the same. Someone might say, oh yeah, you're saying that. But it looks to me like he's dying the same. No, if you have to look more carefully, just like in the mouth of a cat, you see when a cat catches a mouse, when the mouse is in the mouth of the cat, what does it feel? It feels the pangs of death. And when the kitten is in the mouth of the cat, what does it feel? It feels the loving grip of its mother. Protection. Oh, I'm secure. My mother's carrying me. You never see the kittens, you know, screaming, ah! They don't scream. When the mother carries them, they just sit there. Okay, she's carrying. I'm protected. So why the difference? They're about the same size, a little kitten. And a mouse, around the same size. So why is it that one is, you know, feeling so horrible, all upset, and the other's feeling peaceful. Why? Huh? They're both around the same size. They're both in the same place. So what's the difference?
Different relationship.
Ah, different relationship. So yes, for the demons, you think that when you die, you're being punished. You're feeling horrible. Because it is horrible. You are actually being smashed by death. But for a devotee, because his relationship with God or Krishna is very loving and nice, for him, death is just, it's a very nice little, you know, quick, you know, pathway back to the spiritual world. Prabhupada said in L.A., he was giving a lecture once, and he was quoting, he was speaking on this verse that I quoted, this, the sun diminishes the life of everyone except the one who hears about the pastimes of the Lord. And he says, for a devotee, the devotee closes his eyes, and the next moment he opens his eyes, he looks around, and he sees he's in the land of Krishna. So that's death for a devotee. It's just a moment, opens his eyes, he's in the land of Krishna. So what is the problem? But for the demons, first you get crunched up, then you go to hell, then you have to suffer in hell, then after hell, then you take another, you get a lower species body, which is another hellish body, worm and stool, and then you work your way up again. Every time hellish. That's described here. They have to go down all these hellish species of life. So you take your pick. You want to be enemy of Krishna? Krishna can play enemy too. He knows how to fight. He knows how to... He doesn't mind. You want to fight with him? He's willing. And you want to love him? He's willing. So, we have to decide whether we want to be this Rakshasim Asurim. Do we want to be attracted by demonic and atheistic views? Okay, then you take on Krishna, you fight Krishna. Otherwise, if you're Krishna's friend, then there's no problem. Everything is very nice. Another example is the elephant. When there's big waves at the sea, if an elephant tries to go out against the waves and they push him back, even though he's so big and strong. But a little fish just goes right out against the waves because of the relationship. He has an intimate relationship with the sea. So because the devotees have an intimate relationship with Krishna, therefore, there's no fear, there's nothing, there's no danger. Prahlad Maharaj wasn't even afraid of Hiranyakashipu because he saw. Hiranyakashipu said, oh, where's your God now? Where's your Krishna? He said, he's here, Father. So Prahlad was seeing him. So why should he be afraid? Krishna was standing there. But Hiranyakashipu couldn't see him because he was an atheist. He was blind. But Prahlad wasn't afraid because he saw him. So for a devotee, he sees Krishna everywhere. Krishna is always there to protect him, so therefore he's not afraid. Any questions?
The Prabhupada just mentions that those who are practicing the devotional service but still keep the demonic mentality.
Yes. Sometimes people who are actually impersonalists, they may perform externally some devotional service, but their aim, their goal is to become one or to merge. So they're not pure devotees. They have this impersonal. Impersonal means atheistic because it means they don't really accept God. They don't really accept Krishna. They're chanting Krishna or they're worshipping Krishna, but ultimately they think this is just Maya. I'm only doing this for the time being until I become liberated and then I'll throw everything away. Then I'll become one. They give the example of, you know, the air inside the pot and the air outside the pot will merge. And so sometimes they chant Hare Krishna also, the impersonalists. But their idea is to merge and become one. So So that's being described here. That's not successful. They're also demoniac. It's also atheistic. Some of us realize. Aren't you tired of it?
Well, I'll call the memory.
But okay, so you want to take a chance? Maybe it doesn't exist?
I'm not knowing.
Hmm?
Personally, not.
Okay, so that means you understood. You got something out of it. So for your benefit, and for the benefit of the others, who realize that this suffering, this going through different species is not worth it, those who have a little faith in the scriptures and Krishna, for them. But for those who are incorrigible, who will not, okay, so go around again, try it again. Another lesson. Just like in school, most of the students, you know, they learn in the proper way, but some of them don't, so they have to stay back and go through that grade again, sometimes two times, three times. If they're just incorrigible, they don't want to cooperate, then maybe you have to stay there many times. So, it's good for them, because it all makes, and besides that, at the time when they go to the hell, to Yamraj, he tells them everything they did. And so it leaves an impression. Like, why is it that by nature, certain species are afraid of certain things? You may call it instinct or super soul, but they have some, like a bird, a little bird by nature, she's always looking around. Why? Where did she get this idea that she's in danger? Because they know that there's some impression that I've been eaten before, I can be eaten again. And we see all the different species there. Why do the peacocks take rest in trees at night? Because they know. Super soul is, and they also realize that, you know, I can be eaten. So there's a fear. We all have some fears. Where do these fears come from? Like when we stand on the cliff and we look down, we're afraid. We may not have experienced it in this life, but there's some remembrance, you could say, that this is a dangerous position. So besides that, if we use our intelligence and we hear from authorities that I've already been through these things, even if I've forgotten, the Vedas don't forget, the mother doesn't forget, she's telling us. And we see what's happening to the other living entities in the different species. So I should use some intelligence. Human form means you get the chance of being intelligent. You don't have to experience everything, you're supposed to think it out. In other words, a human being by himself will not be able to figure it out. But a human being with the help of the scriptures will. So you don't have to try to remember all your past births and all the sufferings and what you did. That will not be very possible. But take the help of the Shastras. And the Shastras then will explain everything that we need to know. We've already been through all these species. We've suffered. We don't want to suffer again. And just follow that. Have faith in the scriptures. That's what human life is meant for. So why all these sufferings? That's also part of it. Because just like they put a prisoner in jail, well, many of the prisoners, when they get out of jail, then they do reform. They become reformed. So just like yourself and some of us, we also, we have, maybe we don't remember exactly, but we're tired. We don't want to take a chance, and we don't want to go through it again. So then it's just see, you know, you see what happens to these other species, and you see how much they're suffering. We don't want that. So it's good that this is going on, this punishment. You know, if you happen to see a fly get caught in a spider's web, and you know what's going to happen to that fly, you know that the spider is very carefully, you know, feeling that web. And as soon as he feels it, then he comes over and he does the whole thing, and it's, you know. And the poor fly is just going to have to think, oh no, oh yeah, what a horrible experience. So we see that, we humans, and we should think, I don't want to go that again. I don't want to be a fly again and caught by a spider. I don't even want to be a spider and catch the fly. Even that's not such a good position. So all these species are to, all this suffering is also to help us to realize that let's not do it again.
Sometimes people, they get a human body, and they, during the whole life, they don't hear about Krishna consciousness. So what about people like that? I mean, they get the opportunity, the best body to stop the birth and death, and then they miss it. So it's not their fault, because they don't know that they're doing something wrong.
There are scriptures all over the world, perhaps not directly the Vedas, but we also consider the Bible and the Quran. They're considered scriptures, maybe not as elevated, but they give some direction. So practically everyone has access to some scripture, isn't it, in the world?
What about people that
pretty much everyone has some access. Even they have some. So if one is a little bit desirous, he wants to know God, then God will arrange, Krishna will arrange to give them some guidance. So it's also up to the individual. Wherever he may be, if he has some desire to understand, not even if he wants to understand God, even if he's thinking, why am I suffering? That's sufficient. And God will send him a representative. God will give him some opportunity. And if he takes that opportunity, or if he prays sincerely, then he'll get more opportunity. So, but if he's just like an animal, he's human form, but he lives just like an animal, then okay. The other thing is that if he's very, very low-born and very uncultured, then when he commits sins, it's not as detrimental as if somebody's given a better opportunity. Like you described, someone who's born in a very, say, uncultured or, you know, unrefined circumstance and doesn't get the opportunity. He's not as punishable as someone who's, you know, born in such a wonderful family and still misuses the, still becomes a criminal.
Is it that even the human species there is evolution?
Yeah. There's different levels.
You gradually go down to lower, or you go up?
Well, once one reaches the human form of life, then that is supposed to be the crossroads, or shall we say, the field of activities is the human life. And from that field of activities, he can, if he performs pious activities, he goes up. If he performs impious, he goes down. And mixed, he stays in the same.
And it can start with any kind of human form, or civilized or uncivilized, it starts with...
Yes, well, especially civilized. Because if he's uncivilized, then you can't expect too much from, you know, someone who's uncivilized. So civilized begins with Varnashram. But of course, like for example here in the West, are we civilized? We may think we're civilized, but actually we're not very civilized, so we are punishable. Human form of life gives sufficient knowledge. We have a certain responsibility, back to your question again, to find out ourselves, to ask the questions, what am I doing here? If you go through your whole life and you never ask that question, You never think about, well, you know, what am I doing here? What is this all about? Who created the stars? How could you not think about that? It means you're not very bright. If you think about that, then Krishna will, he recognizes that you're thinking and you want some answers, and he'll send. Brahmande Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Krishna sends representative to give this knowledge to someone who wants to hear. So, as far as our being civilized or not civilized, there's a certain responsibility that is incumbent upon every human being to try to understand these things. And if they don't, then that's their misuse. Just like, I'll give you an example. Say you're driving a car. Alright? You're driving a car and you smash into another car. And the policeman comes up and he's taking your information. He says, where's your license? And you say, I don't have a license. He says, you don't have a license. How can you not have a license? No one ever gave me one. What do I need a license for to drive? You just get it behind the wheel and you drive. He said, you can't do that. You have to have a license. Where'd you get your driver training? So I didn't take any driver training. I didn't need any. I just drove. Nobody told me I needed driver training. Nobody told me I need a license. I says, well, why did you go through that red light? He said, well, red light, green light, what difference does it make? I was just driving. He said, don't you know you have to stop at the red light? No, I didn't know. How could I know? Nobody told me. I didn't see any signs that stop. So, now, what would the policeman will be very, very upset with you? And the judge will be upset. Why?
Something very wrong.
No, think a little deeper.
I wasn't responsible for
it. It's your responsibility. If you get in a car, you have to already know how to drive, take lessons, have a license, follow the rules, so many things. You can't say, I didn't know. That's no excuse. I didn't know. No one told me. No. It's your responsibility too. You get in the car. You should find out from all the other people in the car. They all have licenses. Why didn't you ask?
Different people say different things.
No. They won't accept that. If you say that in the court, the judge says, so why didn't you get a license? And you say, well, different people say different things. No, that's not going to... You won't accept that. That won't go very far. They'll say, you should have found out. You got in the car, you drove, you should have found out. It's your responsibility and you're guilty. He won't give you any, he won't like it at all. Especially if you try to make excuses, he'll be more upset with you. So the point is, once you reach human form of life, it's your duty to find out how to drive this thing. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. You can't say, well, no one told me, I didn't see any sign, nobody said I had to get a license. No. You're supposed to, you've been trained. You have been trained. You have been given sufficient intelligence. And why is it that we see anywhere in the world, whomever we give this science to, they can appreciate it? Whether they're, you know, very intellectual or not very intellectual, it doesn't make any difference. They can understand this science. So that proves it, that everyone in the human form can understand. And it's your duty. It's the first thing you have to find out. But instead you're playing, you know, with sandcastles and playing with balls and running after all so many useless things, then how can you blame anyone else? You wasted your time. You didn't care about following the important things in life. So don't complain then afterwards when you get punished. When you go in the courtroom and the judge says, okay, so we're going to take, you will never be able to drive. You have to spend 2 years in prison. And you say, wow, this is really unfair, judge. He says, why unfair? You didn't take the time. You didn't take the courtesy to find out what the rules were. You caused an accident. You killed some people. You caused so much harm to others because of your nonsense. And now you're saying this is unfair. You were out playing around instead of learning how to drive properly. See the point? Human form of life is not meant just for playing around like animals. Of course, it's the duty of the parents to train the children also. It's the duty of the teachers to educate the children. It's the duty of the public leaders to guide society. The problem is that everybody is not doing their duty. Everyone is being irresponsible, and everyone is culpable, punishable. It's a big mess. Therefore, we can't put our faith in all these so-called leaders that are not leading us. They're misleading us. Therefore, we have to look elsewhere. That's why when we do find, by the grace of Krishna, someone who's actually representing the Lord, or a society like ISKCON that's representing the Lord, will then take shelter quickly. Because otherwise we'll be again in the cycle of birth and death and the repeated lower species. And then we'll lose our intelligence. We won't be humans. You want to be a human? You use your intelligence. You don't use it? We take it away. We'll give you a lower body where you don't have intelligence. You didn't want it? You didn't use it? Okay, you lose it. So, do you want the intelligence? So then use it. Otherwise you'll lose it. Yeah?
Is there any instance in Shastras this conditioned souls comes back to the material world again and again by the force of the laws of nature and karma, but then spiritual master might come again to out of compassion to
That's the system. That's what happens. Any other questions?
It's not directly about the subject matter of the lecture, but I was wondering about.
I think it's RT now, isn't it? Okay, so we'll stop for RT maybe afterwards.